Welcome to the Lean Smarts Podcast. Fun and simple tips and tools for creating lean cultures everywhere. In the last episode, I explained that the heart of lean manufacturing is in eliminating waste. And I also introduced the seven wastes of lean. In this episode, I want to take some time to illustrate these wastes in a few examples. If you're already well versed with the seven wastes, this may be a bit redundant. But if you're still new to the concept of waste, I'm going to explain how they work in real life examples. I highly recommend you also visit leansmarts.com or visit my YouTube channel for more examples of wastes. Seeing them in videos is useful and will help sharpen your powers of observation. Remember, one of our goals as lean practitioners is to learn how to see waste in the first place. Also, check out the show notes for this episode with some handy recommendations. Just go to www.leansmarts.com/003. Okay, so what I'm going to do is give you three examples. One is a personal experience of the waste of lean at my home in my kitchen. The next is an example of a typical batch production manufacturer. And the last is an office example in an engineering office. So number one, earlier this year, my wife and I moved across country to a new state and settled temporarily into an apartment. We sold a lot of things before we left and some things we left in boxes. Of the many things we either sold or kept in storage in a box was our holder for our kitchen knives. The problem in our temporary apartment was we didn't have a place for our nice kitchen knives. Our simple solution was placing them piled on top of each other in the corner of the kitchen counter. I know, it doesn't sound very safe or very lean, but come on, you know we all have things like this going on all the time, either at home or at work. We're human, and this was my chance to be human. So, here's some of the problems we encountered using the knives in the kitchen. It was sometimes time-consuming to find the correct knife because they were left in a big pile. We wasted motion looking for the knife. The knives were also more prone to becoming dull since they weren't properly stored. A dull knife required sharpening, which is a form of overprocessing. Sometimes we had to use a dull knife that hadn't been sharpened yet. This resulted in difficulty preparing food and more overprocessing. It also led to occasional defects, either in the food or maybe our hands, and increased the risk of a safety incident. It took more time to prepare food, which caused delays and the waste of waiting. I realized at one point that we had many more steak knives than necessary as well. This waste of inventory of lots of steak knives made the pile of knives in the corner larger than necessary, and it made it harder to find what was needed. If we had fewer steak knives, it could alleviate some of our problems. So this is a very basic, everyday example of how the waste of lean can affect us even in a kitchen, even handling a knife. I'll also give you a manufacturing example from a generic manufacturer doing batch production. Let's say they make 100 products at a time, and the production process is performed in three steps, A, B, and C. Here's what happens in real life. The first operator works on a batch of 100 products and completes step A. Then the product is put into a bin. Now, handling the 100 products and placing them into a bin is the waste of motion. It's not value added. They then sit there for a few hours, or maybe until the next day. That's the waste of waiting. If it's going to wait a long time, someone might move the bin and put it on the shelf. That's the waste of transportation. When it is time to start step B, an operator goes looking for the bin on the shelf, but it's hard to find. He spends time walking around and looking for the bin, which is more wasted motion. There's so many other bins of product waiting to be worked on that it takes some time to find the right one. That's due to the wastes of overproduction and inventory that are very common in batch production. Finally, the operator finds the bin and takes it to station B to continue manufacturing. Of course, there's wasted transportation to get it there, and then additional wasted motion to handle all 100 pieces of product again, but maybe you're catching on now and already knew that. The operator begins working on the product, but identifies a problem. There was a flaw in the materials used in step A, and there's also some workmanship problems. That's the waste of defects. At this point, the operator stops working on the batch of 100 products. He gets a manager and an engineer. They discuss what happened and how to fix it. Meanwhile, the product is sitting there at station B, waiting. More waste. Finally, there's a way to move forward and rework all 100 pieces. The operator gets to working fixing the problems. Reworking the defects is time-consuming, and it has to be performed for all 100 pieces. That's the waste of overprocessing. Although it could be possible to complete one product in 5 minutes from start to finish, this batch of 100 will take over a week to get through the wasteful production system. So there is an example of a manufacturing environment. Lastly, I want to give you an example of an office environment. Let's say there's an engineer working in an engineering design office, and it's their job to prepare quotes and proposals for customers. One of the engineer's deliverables is a CAD drawing. But there's a few problems. For one, the company's products are not very well standardized. When a new customer makes a request, the engineer digs through the database of old quotes and drawings to find something similar. Then the drawing is copied, pasted, and tweaked to match the customer's specifications. Well, digging through the database to find a close match is wasted motion. That could take minutes or hours depending upon what it is, with lots of server searching and many mouse clicks. Tweaking the design to delete, modify, and add features is a form of overprocessing. And since the drawing is copied from an old design, all this modification puts the drawing at risk for having errors and defects in it. Something could be overlooked. There is such a large inventory of previous designs that searching through all of them takes time. Since the company hasn't standardized its products, it essentially has as many standards as it has customers, or no standard at all, but depends on your point of view. Overproduction like that is consuming the engineering department with tons of wasted time. Meanwhile, the customer is waiting, and it's not uncommon for the engineering office to lose the opportunity to bid simply because of the long lead time in generating a quote and proposal. I know I said this would be an office example, but if we were to look at the consequences for manufacturing, we'd probably see a ton of overprocessing and rework simply because every customer order is unstandard and different from another. Every job is completed differently, and there's a ton of tribal knowledge. Okay, that's it for today's episode. I hope those three examples help illustrate what the seven wastes are and how they affect our ability to create value. I also hope you're beginning to see how waste is responsible for interrupting the flow of value, and that flow is what we're trying to achieve. In the episodes to come, I'll give you even more tools for perceiving waste and improving the flow of value. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Lean Smarts podcast, I invite you to check out leansmarts.com. Lean Smarts is the essential resource for anyone and any organization just starting out or expanding on their lean journey. So whether you just discovered about lean and are still trying to figure it out, or you've already begun your lean journey and are looking for ways to improve your practice and culture, then Lean Smarts can help you get to the next level. With articles and videos that are fun and simple, along with training courses and other materials, Lean Smarts is the perfect place to be for anyone wanting to start, lead, or expand on their lean journey.